If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
All right, let's talk about Khalil Shakir for the Buffalo Bills. 100 targets last year, 76 receptions, 821 yards and 4 touchdowns across 15 games. He averaged 55 yards per game. He averaged, you know, a pretty chunky 10.8 yards per reception as well. And I say chunky just because given his role, they didn't ask him to do a lot of deep downfield stuff. A lot of his catches were kind of sort of underneath, and they asked him to kind of make do with that as he will. And I thought he played pretty darn well, and especially against zone, Matt, as you have highlighted with some of your reception perception numbers.
Yeah, Khalil Shakir was a prospect that I really liked. I thought he went too late. You know, I thought he was like a day two pick. The Bills got a nice value out of him. I think they've really come up with like the perfect usage plan for him too. I'd love to see him on the field more. You know, I'd love to see him just actually not just a three receiver set player. I think he could play a little bit of flanker in two receiver sets, but for the most part, I think they've got the right usage for Khalil Shakir, who took 63.1% of his sampled snaps in the slot, and he was in the backfield for 9.3%. So fewer than 30% of his snaps outside. And he was off the line of scrimmage for almost 79% of snaps. Like, I think that's right for how you want to use him. And you mentioned short routes. If 51.3% of his charted routes were slant, flat, screen. And that being said, was really good against zone coverage on those routes. No question. 80.5% success rate, 66th percentile. And they didn't have him running a lot of downfield routes because guess what? Like, he doesn't get open on nines and corners and out routes and stuff like that. He's a guy that his most successful routes are digs, slants, flats, and a little bit of curls as well. So you want to get the ball and you want to get him moving horizontally, and you want to get the ball in his hands, because what made him a really interesting prospect back at Boise State on that blue ass football field was he had some really nice contact balance when he could like sustain hits and just keep it moving. He absolutely still has that like rugged play and I would say like unsuspecting power as an after catch player. He was in space on 65.2% of his sample catches. He went down on first contact on just 46.7% of those plays.
Yeah, just breaking this down even further in terms of route participation, 38% route participation on just slants and flats. So nearly 40% of all of his routes were on those two routes, which is so interesting. And they really did not ask him to break outside at all in regards to, you know, big boy routes here. Only 6% of his routes came on the corner, out, or comeback. So again, they will throw it to him, you know, in the flat breaking outside, but not in regards to the, you know, corner out or comeback routes. A lot of what they're asking him to do is just all this in-breaking stuff. And again, I do point back to the dig and the curl, 75% success rate on the dig, 75% success rate on the curl. The curl was more, you know, RP average. Dig was pretty good. So, you know, I think if you're looking for a player in this Bills offense, Matt, that can go get you a first down or get you some, you know, a really good first down, positive play on first down, Khalil Shakir is perfect for that role.
Absolutely. And I guess the question is, like, is there more to his game than that? Because, which I kind of, you know, I hate anyways, just because sometimes it's like, hey, this is a really good role player, and like, let's just let him be a really good role player. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess the question, you know, for like the continual purposes is he somebody that can do a little bit more than that? I don't know. I mean, I think this is this was his third NFL season, and like his third NFL season kind of looks like a, you know, Rashee Rice's rookie year from a reception perception standpoint, or like Amon-Ra St. Brown's rookie year from a reception perception standpoint. So like we've seen a St. Brown type develop. I wouldn't put it at 0% that Shakir could like continue to grow and get even better and go down that path line. But I'd also say it's probably less than like 50% if you're putting the odds on that. But he's not like hopeless against man coverage either. 63% success rate is not bad. It's certainly below average, but it's not oh my God, the guy can't win against man coverage.
That's a good point. I will say this too. And that's why I point to some of these routes, like the dig, curl, slant. I don't know. Like, again, they don't ask him to run a ton of digs and curls. I mean, combined digs and curls, he was at 15% route participation combined.
Yeah, that could go up.
That could go up. And those are real big boy routes. And those are, again, routes that are really important to a traditional NFL offense. So could he be a little bit more? Yeah, I think he could. But again, when the guy's spending about 80% of his snaps in the slot, you just don't ask a lot of slot players to then just go win you downfield routes. It's just not. And again, that's kind of sort of what you need, unless you're one of these Cooper Kupp, Amon-Ra St. Brown types, which I don't think that he is. And I don't think anyone's making that argument either.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, I don't know, man. Like, I think he could be a little bit more, but I do think that the player we're seeing right now is basically, you know, the player that that we should expect for the next couple of years here, and that's fine. That's totally fine. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that. And plus, the Bills too, Matt. Man, it feels as if they it doesn't feel this is definitely true. They're asking other players to try to go win you the ball downfield. They drafted Keon Coleman in the second round. They go pick up Joshua Palmer. They go pick up Elijah Moore. So I'm interested. I am interested in this Bills offense. Obviously, they've got a great quarterback in Josh Allen as well.
Just on that man coverage number, which was, like I said, around 63%, just some other receivers who have fallen that same range historically, including 2021 Hunter Renfrow at 63.7%, 2022 Christian Kirk 63%, 2023 Rashee Rice, like I mentioned, 63%, at 2014 Jarvis Landry 62.6%, and 2016 Julian Edelman 64%. So you can be a high volume slot player. You got to be a great zone beater, and you have to have great hands. Check, check for Khalil Shakir. Being good after the catch obviously helps as well. So I think maybe he could be like more of a 110 target type player and progress a little bit. But I agree with you in terms of downfield stuff. Yeah, like they want Keon Coleman to be that guy. We'll see what Joshua Palmer's role is. He's somebody I'm going to get charted for the site around like our last call drop, which is going to be in August. So, you know, interested to see what that yields. But they've got some other guys to be downfield players. I think Khalil Shakir, what's been really good about having him on this Bills team is that he's been a part of like incentivizing Josh Allen to take layups, because we know Josh Allen was a guy that especially in his early part of his career. And I still think this like demon is somewhere within him. Like he wants to push it, throw downfield, you know, wants to throw into tight windows, wants to be very aggressive. And the Bills have, you know, tried to add like pass catching running backs and stuff like that. Like, hey, take these layups, Josh, like let's live to fight another day. Khalil Shakir. And I wrote about this for the site early part of last season. These type of guys are so important because not only do like they cleanly separate and just give the quarterback a reliable target, they also do something with the ball after the catch. And that I think is pretty important for a guy like Josh Allen to say, okay, yes, I'm taking the layup here, but it's not just like a 3-4 yard gain. He's going to catch it at 3-4 yards, and he's going to get sometimes 8 yards after the catch.
Right. That's not bad. It's an interesting wide receiver room for Buffalo. Keon Coleman, Joshua Palmer, Elijah Moore, Khalil Shakir, and Curtis Samuel. So I know there are teams that, and we're always, I'm always bagging on these teams that, you know, try to run seven dudes out there. And I just think that doesn't help the offense. I still feel similarly about what the Bills are doing, but it's an interesting group regardless, because I like the players that they've got. I like Elijah Moore. I like Curtis Samuel. Joshua Palmer can have a role. I think Keon Coleman can develop. Bottom line is, man, I'm really rooting for Keon Coleman. I hope he gets a lot of reps, not as the X receiver. I'm hoping he gets a lot of flanker reps. That would be
good luck, because everybody you just like read off there is like a slot flanker. I think Keon might be stuck at X. We'll see about Josh Palmer, but Palmer is not necessarily like a great separator at that X receiver position either. So I don't know. We'll see. But I think the difference between, you know, some of these other teams that run a bunch of dudes out, I like some of their quarterbacks, like the Packers. I like Jordan Love, but like Josh Allen is just at a different level. And I think he can obviously do a lot more than some of those other guys.
All right. So we'll see what the Bills end up doing here. You know, they've got some depth and shoot, man, they might actually be smart to move on from a Curtis Samuel or something if they can get some draft capital back. So we'll see what they do as the offseason rolls on.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly and Odyssey podcasts, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.